After taking a moment to compose himself and to make certain his alarm wasn't showing on his face, Kaidas tucked his hand behind his back and nodded. "An interesting thought," he said. "Go on." Lesserson looked vaguely but pleasantly surprised. "You're aware of how our nano-killer works?" Kaidas nodded, remembering the blood sample the remnant medic had taken from Mirtagev. "You can tailor it to attack specific targets based on their genetic markers. All you need is a sample of the target's DNA."
"Exactly," Lesserson said.
"But it doesn't have to be their DNA. It can come from a close relative. We were able to develop a strain for Boba Fett using his granddaughter's DNA, for example. And with Prince Isolde being held captive..."
"Of course," Kaidas said.
He could see where this was going, and he didn't like it. Not with Alana aboard the Dragon Queen. But he couldn't allow the Moffs to see his alarm. If they learned of his weakness, they would not hesitate to exploit it. "How is the Fett project going, by the way?" Lesserson smirked.
"It's complete, my lord. Admiral Atoko confirmed a successful delivery shortly before we left Nickel One."
Kaidas allowed his joy to show in his face. "So there's a nano-killer waiting for Fett and Keldabe?"
"Not just Keldabe," Lesserson corrected. "It was air-dispersed. By now it's spread across half of Mandalore. Once Fett finally tires of playing Starfighter Ace and returns to the surface, it's just a matter of time before he comes into contact with it."
"What about the safe date?" Tahiri asked.
"I thought you designed the nano-killer so that it stopped being a threat after a few days."
"That's for the weapon strains," Lesserson explained. "The assassin strains, like the one we sent after Fett, can last forever."
"Well done," Kaidas said. "Thank you." He expanded his gaze to include the rest of the Moffs too. "All of you." Lesserson clicked his heels and inclined his head.
"A pleasure to be of service, my lord," he said.
"But it was for us too. Payback for that attack on Nickel One." "Even better," Kaidas said. "Fett should be taught that he's the smallest rancor in the pit."
"Quite," Lesserson said. "Let's hope the lesson kills him."
"Let's. But I don't see how a nano-killer can help us now," Kaidas said. "The battle will be over by the time your strain is ready."
"Not necessarily, my lord," Lesserson said. "The difficulty in developing the strain comes in excluding genetic markers from the target pool. If that's not a concern, the process can be accelerated. We could have a sample ready in as little as..."
Lesserson paused and looked to Moff Reeser for an answer.
1 hour, Reeser said. 2 at the most.
Kaidas raised his brow.
"That might be fast enough," he admitted, growing more worried.
"But deploying the weapon is still a problem. Even if we knew the Dragon Queen's location, it would take the whole assault fleet to support a boarding action.